Hello and welcome again to the Journey to Holiness, known as the J2W Project. I am Dr. Doretha Fields, and I am really elated about the fact that you have decided that you're going to go on this journey to personal wholeness. It is just inside of you, and through the help of God, you can become the very unique and whole individual that God intends for you to be. We are going to go ahead with our lesson this week. This is actually week 6, and we're beginning another theme of thought for us, and we're talking about how to face your to-do list. Because what's going to happen is, very often in your life and in mine, we mount lists of things that we're going to get to in our emotional and spiritual life, and then somehow it goes awry and we just get off board. But this is actually the beginning of a new section about how you can face your to-do list. Here in week 6, on your journal page 32, I'm giving to you an anchor of holiness, which I believe will be the key to your success. This week's anchor to holiness says, make a list of the things that you feel have robbed you of your happiness. Now be prepared to cross out all those things which you cannot change. You see, true happiness lives inside of you, but invariably we spend a lot of time looking into other people, looking into other situations, and even looking into other resources for happiness when in fact true happiness lives inside of you. And so this week I'm going to go ahead to give you 9 phases of really getting to true happiness. I found that when we look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, there are some very key rewards and promises that are given to us once we get into the point of our action, which in effect brings about a reaction of happiness. God has promised us so many benefits, and these benefits can be found as we walk today through Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Now this week, I'd like for you to really take some time to study that in-depthly as I give you some tips to begin to look for as you're studying this week. Well, the 9 phases to your true happiness begins with this. The first thing that you will find is that in order to be really happy, you've got to be able to depend on God. You see, He made you, and He made me, and He alone knows exactly what it will take to make us feel happy. The second phase is that we've got to get to the point that even though we have encountered grief and loss in our life, we've got to get to the point that we can let it go. You see, when you get to phase 2, this is when your introspection begins. You're going to look inside to see if you are still holding on to a loss. Perhaps it was a lost relationship, a lost opportunity, or even a lost loved one. Here, true happiness is going to come about when you allow God to be the source of your comfort. You see, you can't fix it the way God can, and as quickly as you can get to the point of looking inside to see what it is that you're holding on to as a loss, and then let it go. Phase 3 of real happiness comes from our ability to be humble, to be able to practice humility. This simply means that you and I have got to get to the point that we are content with who we are in Christ, and we will understand that He is our sufficiency. We're not going to get to the point of being pretentious or self-conceited. We're going to get to the point of really being humble. Our humility gets us to an introspection view of looking inside of us and finding out who we really are. Not the person that you think people believe that you are, or not the person that you want people to think that you are, but importantly, you're going to be humble enough to recognize that you are who God has created you to be. Then, you can move to phase four, which is you always want to do what is right more than anything. This journey to true happiness depends upon your ability to get a sense of right living and right thinking and right deeds. You've got to get to the point that you want to do what's right more than anything. Well, when you look inside, perhaps you may be struggling with things that are there, and you think that maybe you need to get revenge on a couple of things, or maybe you need to set a couple of records straight. Well, I can assure you that that is not the route to happening, because what's going to happen, every action that you give is going to bring back a reaction. And so instead of concentrating on the ways that you can get even or set the score straight, desire to do what is right according to the scriptures more than anything. Now the fifth phase is very interesting. This is the point where you're going to be able to show mercy to others. You see, being able to show mercy is the effort of being able to be compassionate and being kind. It's a benevolent behavior. But most importantly, mercy entails forgiving. Once we forgive and we get to the point that we can let go of some of the things that have been inside of us, that are eating away of us and have actually robbed us of happiness, then we are able to move forward to be happier than we have ever been in our entire life. Then there is a phase of pure thinking. There's a point where you have got to erase any of the emotional cobwebs of negativity. Negative thought will serve to keep you bound and unhappy. In the Beatitudes, it encourages us to be pure in our thinking. Get rid of negative agendas. Don't worry about past problems, past relationships. Commit them to the Lord in prayer. Revitalize your thinking. Begin to have pure, honest, and sincere thoughts that will bring you closer to God. The next phase to true happiness is to be able to seek peace with yourself and others. You see, one of the things that will keep you from being really happy is that there may be this turmoil in the inside. Perhaps there's some trouble that you have been holding on to or you're not able to let go. But once you get to the point of seeking peace, getting a sense of emotional resolve, letting some things go, learning how to forgive, then you're going to find that you're going to be much happier than you could even imagine. Then there's an eighth phase. That eighth phase is to have a personal conviction about doing the right thing. You see, the world may give you some other views, and maybe you'll even be challenged about your desire to live right and according to the scriptures. But be sure that you anchor in and get a personal conviction about doing what is good. The final phase to real happiness is your tenacity in the face of opposition. You may experience opposition. Perhaps there may be evil things that are said about you, and people may desire to hurt or insult you. But the key here is that you've got to have tenacity. That is the ability to keep going even when it does not feel good. Your tenacity in the face of opposition is going to generate for you a very pleasant time with God. And so as you get through this week, looking at your sales section of your book, begin to make notes of ways that you can improve your spiritual walk by the text that I've given you this week. Reading through Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, looking inwardly to determine what it is that you have allowed to rob your happiness from you, okay? You can do it. Think about the things that have robbed you of your happiness, then take a moment to cross out all those things which you cannot change. Once you're willing to do that, you're going to be well on your way to true happiness, because it is inside of you. And so what happens is you've got to be able to move anything that has been covering you from getting ahead. God has promised you eternal life. He's promised you comfort. He's going to be able to give you everything you need. And when you do right, right is going to follow you. And not only that, you're going to be sufficient in everything. Whatever it is that you desire of the Lord, you can go to Him and acquire about that. There is an inner world, a mind and a heart that will be put at rest and will give us true happiness when we begin to really trust God. And your deeper dependency on God is what is going to give you the strength to go inside emotionally and spiritually and look to see what it is that's robbing you of your happiness. Cross it out. Give it to the Lord in prayer, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So be content with the truth. And don't embrace the stripes of false accusation, because guess what? This too will pass, and then you'll be more than a conqueror. So enjoy this week as you learn how to gain true happiness. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I believe that, and you're going to be more than a conqueror this week. And I'd like to know if you have a friend who you feel could use this emotional and spiritual move. Well, why not email them a copy of this Journey to Holiness audio video, and you and they will be blessed. And so, until next week, invite yourself to a new form of happiness by looking inside and realizing that you can cross out those things that you cannot change and walk in the benefits and the promises of Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Behold, be free and be blessed.